in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3. Matthew chapter number 3. If we're going to get any help, it's going to be out of this Bible. And the Holy Ghost lives in. Aren't you glad the Spirit of God lives in you this morning? Matthew chapter number 3, verse 1. If you're with me there this morning, say amen. In those days came John the Baptist preaching. Look where he was preaching. In the wilderness of Judea, the central location of Jerusalem. And saying, look what he said. Folks been saying it a long time, Bible preachers have. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now I want to remind you, there's got to be some things unfold and go down the road before the kingdom of heaven gets here. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make his path straight. The same John had his raiment of camel's hair, a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, lo, generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Let me tell you, the wrath is coming. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham, our father. For I say unto you that God is able these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he'll truly purge his floor, gather his wheat in the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me. And Jesus said something in verse 15 I want you to get a hold of. Jesus answered and said to him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. And Lord, to say that we find ourselves in changing and difficult times is a very understatement this morning. But you have been the God of this Bible. You've been the God of this church, and you've been the God of our life. And we exalt you, and we praise you. And God, we trust you. And God, we need you. We need you in our nation. God, we need you in our land. We need you in our homes and our churches. And I pray now you let preaching be easy for me a few minutes this morning. I pray you'd help me to clarify the Scriptures and the Word of God. Touch these on our prayer list that need this touch and help and comfort in this day and this hour, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I want to preach this morning out of verse number 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Now, I want to preach on this simple subject today on heaven is still open. Heaven is still open. Now, watch with me here. Notice this, first of all, this outline from heaven. In verse 1, we'll see the conditions of preaching. John came and look where he was preaching. He was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. I want to remind you, this world has just not started being a wilderness. It's been a wilderness a long, long time. But aren't you glad God had a preacher in the wilderness? Thank God for preachers that are still preach and stand up and proclaim the Word of God in the wilderness of our lives. John came preaching in the wilderness. There's the conditions of preaching. I want to remind you, in John's Gospel, chapter 15, you'll notice that he left the 99 in the wilderness to go after that which was lost. God's sheep have to learn to live in the wilderness, but they must realize to put their eyes toward their shepherd. For he knows each one of us by name. And I want to tell you this morning, God still cares. And God still can. And who knows what God will do. We see this morning this outline from heaven. There's the conditions of preaching. But look in verse 2. He just wasn't rattling off words. There's the content of preaching. And he's saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I still believe that repentance is essential to go to heaven. For Jesus said he's not willing that any should perish, but all would come unto repentance. A man, woman, boy, and girl must see themselves as a sinner and realize Jesus is the Savior and come to them by faith. And God said he would save them by grace through faith. I still believe in preaching repentance by the way of the truth of the Word of God. There's the condition of preaching. There's the content of preaching. But in verse 3, look at the conviction of preaching. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Folks, it's time to live right. We must have conviction in our lives that right is still right and wrong is still wrong. For we live in a wilderness. We live in a nation that it seems like that there's many people that believe in Bibleists. They don't believe in the Word of God. But let me ask you something. Just because what has happened, it doesn't mean that the Word of God has changed. The Bible's still right. We live in a wilderness in a society that has become Bible-less. We live in a society that's become blushless. America don't blush its sin anymore. The church don't even blush its sin anymore. We live in a society that is brainless. No common thinking. Our nation's become beltless. We don't discipline children anymore. Just say, okay, you can't look at your Nintendo for 3 hours. I wish I'd had a Nintendo. My daddy would have broke the Nintendo. Our nation's become churchless. I don't belittle things in this day and hour. But America, everybody says they know God. Why aren't they in church? When I got saved, Brother Mike, Brother David, when I got saved, Brother Tim, when I got saved, nobody had to call and tell me it's church time. I knew it was the day of the Lord, and I was to respect that day and set that day aside to worship Him and lift Him high and holy. And ain't nothing changed with me about that this morning. Many times we become so careless, faithless, and faultless, and fearless. I wish this nation would turn to God and fear the Lord again. You know, used to, when somebody would die in the community, it would bring fear across the community. I want to remind all of us this morning, some are going to heaven sooner than others. Some of you are going to hell sooner than others. And you better be saved by the grace of God when you stand before Him. You better know His Son. You better not just have a reasoning in your mind that there is a God. You better have repented of your sins and believed in your heart that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and live for Him the best you can all of your days. You see, in this wilderness, this conviction of preaching, our country has become, and this is so sad, fatherless. Somebody asked me something this week. They said, "Brother Ken, how in the world can this happen?" I said, "Well, I want to remind you something. I'm going to talk to our church just a minute. I'll be 60 years old March. I was born March 1961. I come up in the old value school system. My teacher had a Bible on this knee and a paddle on the other, and I was scared to death of both of them. Somebody say amen. I had a mom and daddy that was home at night and loved me and took me to the house of God on Sunday. Now, I was raised in that environment. Now, if a man lives till he's 70, 72, 75 years old, you think of how many of the generation that's been raised the way a lot of us is raised, they've gone to heaven now. And now we started raising families that's become fatherless and motherless. We've turned our children and our families out to society. We've allowed government to influence them and raise them, the education system to make them smart. But we've left the Bible policy and values out of our homes in America. And so now we have reaped to the wind. Now we're reaping the whirlwind. And we can't blame nobody except the fathers and ourselves of this nation. We stood around. We put the Bible to the side. But let me tell you, honey, it still matters what the Bible says. God is still God and He's still good. So I said all that to say this. There's a lot of folks that influenced our culture and nation. They're in heaven now. And now 50 years old and down, 40 years old and down, now it's become the policy. We don't go to church and we just have a good time on Sunday. But there's an issue with all of that. Within all of that, your nation crumbles because God is not on the throne high and lifted in the homes of America. So you say, "Well, Brother Ken, what do you believe?" This is what I believe with all of my heart, according to Romans chapter 12 and 13. God puts those in authority. That's what the Bible says. Now, I'm going to tell you, God's up to something. But I want to remind you, church, we're saved. This is not our home. We're going to heaven by the blood of Jesus. And you young people, keep raising your families and trusting God. And let me tell you something. Right now, today, this may sound bizarre to some of you, but I want to say this. Right now, today, we still live in the best nation that has ever been founded under the government of God. I've been across the waters. I've seen what people do without and the little things they have. We better look around this morning and realize how good God has been to us. God has blessed America. Amen. I was in South America. I walked in a hut. I seen three children with a hog had right away of the hut. They put a board up in the doorway to keep the hog out at night. The little young'uns had hammocks hanging on beams where they'd sleep at night. Their mama had a little adobe oven in the corner making them tortillas. Let me tell you something. I've seen the children in the garbage dumps of the Philippines trying to scrape up one thing. You say, well, man of God, our nation can go to that. Yes, it can. And that's why God's people need to stand up for what's right and raise their families under the nurture and admonition of the Lord and keep Him where He's supposed to be. Heaven's still open. Outline from heaven. There's the conviction of preaching. There's the code of preaching. Camel's hair. There's the converts of preaching. Let me tell you, the gospel still works this morning. The confession of preaching in verse number 6. They were baptized of Him in Jordan. And here's a big thing I want to show you. Confessing their sins. You know why we sin? Because we're sinners. You know why Jesus never sinned? Because He's the Savior. And aren't you glad that you know Him this morning? So here we see, I want to look in verse 7. Look at the courage of preaching. Look what John the Baptist said. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He smelt religion's what he smelt. He said, don't come up here in your flowing robes like you ain't got no issues. Oh, how we need the courage of preachers in these last days. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just telling you, God has called me to preach. He's not called me to be a politician. God has not called me to be a doctor nor a lawyer. God has called me to be a preacher. And I'm going to tell you with all of my heart, I've been preaching it to you a long time. You're going to see there is a price to pay for preaching. You're going to see it. It's a price to pay for preaching. So there is the courage of preaching. I want to say you ought to encourage your preacher every chance you get. Other pastors, you know, you ought to pray for them and encourage them. That's one hope America has. There's a lot of preachers still preaching. Keep your children under preaching. Keep them under preaching. Keep them under preaching. When you think they're not listening, they're listening. I tell you what you can, how you can really affect your children. When you hear the preaching, do something about it and let your young'un see something in you. The outline from heaven. Look at verse 13. There's an outbreak from heaven. I won't preach much longer, but I want to get this. There's an outbreak from heaven. Verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee. Aren't you glad Jesus came? Where would we be without Jesus today? Jesus was born in a lowly stable. You say, well, preacher, if I was God, I wouldn't do that. I want to remind you, His ways are not our way. If it had been up to me, I would have never put Jesus on a cross, would you? I would have never allowed Him to walk in this world in wickedness and be spit upon, reviled. I never would have allowed Him to have a crown of thorns put on His head. I would have got Him down off of that cross. But if I would have did that, we'd all died and went to hell. Let me tell you, God knows what we need this morning. If I was God, I'd have never allowed Joseph to go into a pit. His brothers sold him out. Throwed him in prison for doing right. If I would have been calling the shots, there would have never been no Jesus born out of the lineage of Joseph. Because I'd have pulled him out. He had never been governor of the land. Can I tell you, God's up to something, and God's up to something big. And whatever God does, He always does it right. For He is holy and high and the lofty one this morning. God allows things. And so what we must do is to learn to simply trust Him. Follow this Word of God and raise our families according to this book. This outbreak from heaven. I'm glad Jesus came. How he came, how he cared, and how he committed. He went on to the cross. When things got tough, Jesus didn't throw his cross down. He went on to the cross. You know why? Because it pleased the Father. Oh, help us this morning to be determined like Jesus. The outline from heaven, the outbreak from heaven. But in verse 16, look at the outlook from heaven. And Jesus, when he is baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Can I tell you, he's still got heaven open this morning? I have come to a time in my life to where I realize I've got to have heaven open. We need him this morning. You know, there are families here that are struggling. There's families here facing things in your life you've never experienced. Well, I want to tell you, going to heaven is sort of like going out on a road. You're going on a destination and you didn't see that bridge that was out. You didn't see that road that was washed out or the potholes or the detours. But one thing you need to be reminded about this morning. Every time you're going on a trip, you've got a destination in sight. Can I remind you, the road might not be smooth easy, and it won't be according to the Bible. But honey, there is a destination in mind. I'm glad I'm headed to the city where the builder and maker's God this morning. Keep your eyes on the destination. We see simply that there's the outlook from heaven. He can open heaven on you this morning. I want to say he owns the bank of heaven. He has the blessing of heaven. Look how heaven has opened on us. How could we do any of this without heaven open? You look around at your family this morning. Has heaven opened on you? I'm not saying God don't allow disappointments, because He does. And you ever hear anybody singing a song, God don't allow disappointments, they've never walked with God very long. But let me tell you something, God's got a destination in mind. He's taking His children to heaven. Heaven's still open. There's the outlook from heaven. Verse 16, there's an outpouring from heaven. Look what happened. And Jesus, when He's baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and all the heavens were open to Him. And He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting upon Him. He didn't light on John. He lit on Jesus. And I sure am glad from the outpouring of heaven, there's the Spirit of God that lives in all of His children. I get you to try this, you that are going through very hard times in your life. I challenge you to do this week. Steal away and go pray someplace. Get honest with God. Just tell Him everything, because He knows it anyway. You're not hiding nothing from God. You that's got sin in your life, confess your sins, forsake it, and go on with God. Get clean. Get things out in the open with Him. And ask Him, saying, Lord, help me and fill me with the Spirit of God. Help me to have the right attitude, the right spirit. God, help me. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of people counting on you. There's a lot of people counting on me. Life is hard. Life is uncertain, but heaven is certain. We see the outpouring from heaven. Oh, how we need the Spirit of God to do a work in our hearts and in our land and in our church. You know, the last, I guess, outpouring from heaven in a service that we've experienced. You remember Brother Samuel, Brother Rick and him was singing here the other morning how the Spirit of God just saturated this place. See, that's only our help and our hope this morning is God. Families, God can take you through places that nobody else can. And boy, he's good at what he does. I don't belittle your situation. I know you don't belittle mine. I'm just telling you, God is our hope this morning. We need the Spirit of God to so saturate us on our way to heaven. There was the outpouring from heaven. I want to ask you today, is there anybody here that in your situation, mom and daddies and your children, do you need heaven to open on your children? Do you need heaven to open on you and give you wisdom? Give you the right kind of spirit, even with your enemies? You know, this Bible is hard. Do you know that? This Bible tells me to love my enemies. You ever had anybody to really do something to you? And then when you was praying, God said, you need to love them. You ever raised children? You ever had a family and you wondered, Lord, have you ever asked God to help you with it? Some of you at your jobs, it's chaos. Don't leave God out. Don't leave God out. Heaven's still open. You say, well, Brother Ken, I'm getting old. I can't do much. Let me tell you. Ask heaven to help you with it this morning. Oh, we need heaven to open. And did you notice how it opened? John couldn't open it. Jesus opened it. I appreciate this family this morning. I want y'all to come back. I want you to come sing that Bethlehem Calvary. You know, I heard a man preaching this morning. It was so true. And this is what I want y'all to think about. And I'm about done preaching. But I want you to hear this and think about this a minute. When we're the family of Christ, we're to be burden bearers. There's people in our church really hurting and struggling. Our nation is struggling and hurting. Now, we've got an option. Are we going to pray and ask God to help us in our situation because heaven's still open? Or are we going to get mad at God and throw the towel down? What now? I want to give you this commitment. Right here, I'm going to give you this commitment going forward. I'm going to be a preacher that stands on this Bible. I'm going to be a preacher that's going to love you whether you're way out yonder or you're riding this off. I'm going to love you. And I'm going to be a husband and a granddaddy and a daddy that loves my family. No matter what, I'm going to love them. And I'm going to try my best to be the man, the preacher, that God's called me to be. And I want to tell you, the Lord loves you. And there's nothing too hard for God. You know why? Because heaven's still open. Heaven's still open. Won't you come ask Him this morning, whatever you need.